Let's see the Ramban here in Vayikra and Posuk Bey is Takriva. Lamit Shishnai Menadvim Ola B'Shutfus Kubanchem Lamit Shibo Nidvas Tzibo Hi Olas Keitzam Mizbeach Habo Min Amoso Eslashen Rashi Pir Shavav Kein Lomar She'im Yisnadvu Rabim Lohavi Ola Olas HaShutfun Hi. Ma ben shnaim hamishtatvin b'korban uvein asar ve'elav shenishtatvu ba. V'kaitza mizbeach haboyim en amosoros le'bezin masna alehin l'fichach hi olas tzibur. So what's the Ramban's diuk in Rashi? I mean, for Rashi just to explain pshat, in the psukim, l'chore Rashi should have said that the pshat in the word takrivu, right, the pasuk begins in the singular, right? Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem, and then it shifts to the rabbim. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem b'yiloshan yochid, min ha-behema min ha-bokim n'etzon takrivu as korbanchem l'loshan rabbim. So the first shift from Yochid to Rabbim is to tell us, again, this, the first parsha in Vayikra is dealing with Olas Nadava, is to tell us that Olas Nadava is not only a Yochid, but you can have two people can bring it b'shutfus. What's the next Rabbim? So the next Rabbim is that not only can you have more than one person associated with an Olas Nadava as a shutfus of yechidim, but you can have it as a tzibur. So the chora, it would have been enough for Rashi to say korbancha melamit shehibaa nidvas tzibur. Right? Rashi doesn't tell you melamit sheshnai menadvim ol b'shutfus shekol echad mashalim chatzi hamechir or whatever. He doesn't go into the because that's not part of the parshanas hamikra here. So why is Rashi marich to say that it comes from the Mosoros, from the Trumas Alishka? So the Ramban says, because Rashi is indicating to us that's the only way you can have a Nidvas HaTzibur. But if you were to take up a collection, so regardless of how many people, again, he's going to, in a few lines in the Efsha, he's gonna backtrack a little bit here. Well, he's going to backtrack in terms of, not in terms of the Pshat and Rashi, but in terms of what he himself suggests as a possibility. but even if you'll have many, 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 many people contributing, so it just goes from an olav having two shutfim, having 1,000 shutfim, 10,000 shutfim, 100,000 shutfim. Mashen Kain, the Trumas Halishka is a fund which is used for Korbanos Tzibur. So it's a fund which, again, is used for Korbanos Tzibur, the Korbanos Chovah, all year long, the Tmid and the Musafin, but Lev Bezd and Masna Aleihem, that it's then used, that the Mosaros can then be used for the Nidvas HaTzibur. Vihine Ledaito, just a little bit more, and then we'll try to explain a little bit more Hibli Nenis Hashem. Vihine Ledaito kol Ola Sheyaviu Rabim chutz min ha-Mosaros. If the money for the Ola doesn't come from the Mosaros, from the leftover of the Trumas HaLishka in the next year, Dina Kedina Shutfin, the Tauna Smicha Bekulam, Unasachim Kraven Mishalahem. The Ilu, the Ulai, excuse me, Meaning there are differences. What difference does it make? Is it just, I don't know, semantics? Whether you call something a nidvas atzibur, whether you call it the anadova, a nidvas hashutfin, but with a million shutfin, it's just semantics? No, the chapsa nafkamina. That v'samach yada al rosh kavano, that din applies to nidvas yochid. It applies to a nidvas hashutfin. The nesachim, since this collection didn't make it a nidvas hatzibur, so then the same shutfim who are bringing the korban, they have to dip their hands into that pocket to pay for the nesachim as well. Ula ledaito, ula sa'ov shehi bo nidvas shnayim ve'eno bo nidvas tzibur, v'chein hashlamim sha'amu bohem sha'ashutfin mevi'en osam nadova. However, ve'en hatzibur mevi'en osam nadova, b'chulan yecholon havavim l'snadiv lehem b'tchila. You can take up a collection from all of Klal Yisrael, because that collection will still only yield a korban hashutfin, not a korban hatzibur. The olas hashutfin he nikreis, v'shal mishutfim he nikreim. Lo miatu, and when the din says that there's no such thing as shalmei nedova b'tzibur, lo miatu ala shalo yaviu osan men hakupas. So here the Rav Zuchan Levachi used to point to this Ramban as one of the, I don't call it a proof, call it a reflection, of the fact that when you talk about the tzibur, we're not just talking about a massive partnership of the millions of individual Jews, but the phrase that he used to use in English is that the tzibur is its own metaphysical entity. It has its own identity. It's its own metaphysical entity. It's something where the it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's not just that the tzibur is shorthand, is a code word for a partnership which includes every individual Jew. No, there's such a thing. The tzibur is its own metaphysical entity, its own metaphysical birya. So therefore, you can have every Jew, but maybe it's every Jew as a yachid, every Jew as a yachid part of a shutfus. Or you can have all Jews qua tzibur. And that's what Rashi is saying, that in order, in the context of a korban nedava, in order for all Jews for that korban to become a korban of the tzibur, rather than of millions of yechidim who are mishtatfim together, so the din is that it has to come from the Trumas HaLishka. That's the pshat. Other rayas that the Rav used to give is the Gemara is a din as follows, right? There's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that there are chomesh chatos hamesos, that there are five chatos that you can't do anything with. You just have to leave them alone and let them die. And one of them is the chatos shemesu bo aleha. So if Reuven ate chalev and then no dalo that he ate chalev, so he was mafresh a chatos, and then he dies before he has a chance to be makta the chatos. So there's nothing else, there's nothing to do with it. So the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is you just have to leave it alone until it dies. Chatos sheniskapu bo aleha ba'acher. Let's say the Reuven was mafresh a chatos and the animal got lost. So he was mafresh. He wants the kapar. So he was mafresh another animal. And then they found the first one after having been marked to the second one. Again, there's nothing to do with it. So chomesh chatos hameisos. So the Gemara says that even in theory, not just because you know, it's highly unlikely. But even in theory, there's no such thing as, if the chatos was a chatos hatzibur, there's no such thing as a chatos shemesu bo'oleho b'tzibur. That's not just because in terms of actuarial tables, you know, that the people have, you know, longer lifespans than animals. But even in theory, there's no such thing. Why is there no such thing? In 150 years from now, so unless Mashiach comes and lifespans are therefore become much, much longer, so no one who's alive today is going to be alive in 150 years from now. So doesn't that mean that the tzibur will have died and there will be a new tzibur? So then it says, no, here too, you see reflected that this yisod, that the tzibur isn't just, again, this massive partnership, but it's its own metaphysical entity, and that metaphysical entity is eternal. It's the same tzibur of Knesset Yisrael that stood at the foot of Har Sinai is the same tzibur of Knesset Yisrael that exists today and that will always exist. And that's why there's no such thing as you can't have. That's what the Gemara means when it says you can't have a tzibur shemes. So here too, the question is, given the fact that just having all Yechidim, or a majority of Yechidim, doesn't automatically mean you have Tzibur, because maybe you just have millions of Yechidim. So the question is, how did the Torah, what mechanism, according to the Torah, determines whether something becomes an Olas, an Olas Nadava of the Tzibur? Whether it remains in Olas Nadav of Shutrim. So the Ramban says that the Mashmos in Rashi is that Trumas Halishka is indispensable for that. Now the Ve'efshar is not an... When the Ramban now raises the Ve'efshar, so it's not... He's not retreating again on this distinction between Tzibur and between having millions of Yechidim, Betaros Yechidim. He's retreating on the question of how they come together, not just as a massive shutfus, but how they can come together as a tzibur for purposes of a korban nedava. Ve'efshe shenoma shem ratzu tzibur lahafresh mitchila l'nedava. Ve'yigvu osa kashe yigvu hashkolim l'tmidim umusafin. Shetiyya nidvas tzibur ba'olaz behema. Ve'ein bo smicha shenisraba min hakosav hazeh. So he says, no, maybe the Torah would allow if you would sort of simulate the same way you collect the money for the Trumas Halishka in the first place. If you would simulate that, and what does that mean, that everyone has to give the same amount? Kasha yigvu hashkolim letzminim musafin. Maybe it means that here too, it would be stipulated that everyone's giving the same amount. So then, if the nedava is al das, that I'm not giving, that as a yochid, I should be a shutof in this nedava, but I'm rather giving as part of the tzibur to help underwrite an oles tzibur, that too would work. And here, in the Perush Al HaTorah, the Ramban is noted to that. The Rav used to mention that the Ramban in Melchamos, in Brachos, Taka, says differently. It's not a stew, because the Ramban in Melchamos is primarily interested in just explaining the Rif, not necessarily putting his own views. How does it come up in Brachos? So in the sugya of Tfilas Nedava, in the third parak, so the Rif writes that the Rambam has like this also, that Ein Hatzibur Mespalla Nedava, that the whole institution of a Tfilas Nedava, that you can daven more than the three Tfilas a day, even if you already daven Mincha Gedola, if you want to daven Mincha a second time, or you want to daven Mincha Gedola, but you don't want to be Yotze with that, because you want to daven Mincha Ketana, like the Shittas HaRambam, so you can daven an extra tefillah, and it's a tefillah sandava. So the whole institution of tefillah sandava only exists by yochid. There's no such thing as tefillah sandava but tzibwa. Why not? Because ena tzibwa may be in nadava. Ena tzibwa may be in nadava. That's what the Rif writes. So the Baal HaMor is masek on the Rif, and says, what do you mean ena tzibwa may be in nadava? He quotes the same Torah's Kohanim that Rashi says about the Olos Keitzah Mizbeach, and says Kol Hashas Mole Mizeh. So some such lashon. So the Ramban says, I don't know what he's talking about. He says this is the only example in all of Shas. It's not. I don't know what the Baal HaMor is referring to. And he says, Adrava, since this is the only example, the pshat is, since this is the only way to have an adova, the tzibur can never initiate an adova. Let's say there are no leftovers from the Trumas HaLishka. So the tzibur cannot initiate an adova. If you hold like this Rashi al Torah, so yes, it's true that there's such a thing as a cheftzo shel olas nidvas tzibur, that's korev as such, but it's also true that the tzibur can't completely initiate that at will, because if there's no leftover from the Trumas HaLishka, so then they wouldn't be able to do it. So there, the Ramban sticks with what he initially infers from Rashi. It's not, again, the Ramban would be entitled to change his mind, but it's not even that. It's that there, he's saying Pshat Nerif, and here he's telling you his own opinion. You know, it's Nifla Ma'od. I think the judgment of history is that after the Rambam, that the Ramban is the greatest of all the Rishonim, which is you know if you say someone is the tallest amongst the giants, you know, it's different than just saying that he's the tallest one in the room. You know, he's the tallest amongst the giants. And he spent so much of his time and energy just defending the Chachmei HaMasor who preceded him, whether it's in Molchamos defending the Rif, whether it's in the Hasagos and Sefer HaMitzvos defending the Bahag. It's Niflum O, it's such a, so great and so, whatever, it's ridiculous for us even to talk about it. And you know, his own genius and creativity, and he expended so much just saying pshat in the Chachmei HaMasor who preceded him. This yisod of the Rav about tzibur having its own identity, and that's the pshat in the Gemara and Tumura, that you don't have you can't have a tzibur the shemes, so it underlies. I mean, it's just so basic. It underlies other halachas also. So let's say again, we'll take another example from Brochus. So we passed on like Rabbi Yeshua that Tfilas Arvis Roshos. But the Rishonim all record that Kvash Shavu Alai Chova. So who did that? Who did that? I don't know about you, but no one ever consulted me. Kvash Shavu Alai Chova. So the answer is that at some point, At some point, Knesset Yisrael, the Rav Minyan of Binyan, made such a commitment. So, why does that carry over? Why does that bind us? So, lu yehi that you didn't have the Rav's Yisod, presumably it wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe it would be Betoris. A person shouldn't diverge from Minagavosov, but it's clear that it's a much stronger chiyuv than just the din that a person should follow, familial minhagim. So the Teretz is, because we're the same Knesset Yisrael. we're the same Knesset Yisrael. So we, Knesset Yisrael, we're Mekabel. That Tfilas Arvis is should be treated as chova. The same thing is true on a microcosmic level, but when you have a community, let's say in America, this hasn't really so much been. I don't know whether it's really been reestablished, recreated, but in Europe, it was yadua that there were certain Piskei Halacha that were accepted in different communities. There was certain Piskei Halacha in Vilna. But in Vilna, that they had a Kabbalah that you pasken this way and this way and that. And that remained it binding. Why? Because this Yesod is also true for a microcosm of the Tzibur. It's not only when you have a Kabbalah of Knesset Yisrael in general, but it's true for a microcosm. If you have a Kehila in Vilna, so that also, the Kehila in Vilna in the 19th century is the same Kehila as the Kehila in the 18th century, even though all the Yechidim that you can meet in the Batei Midrashos are different, not the ones who had been alive 100 years earlier. The Meshul Chochma has this idea also. Meshul Chochma has on the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon, Lo so sifu havi minchas shav, k'taris to'eva hili. So why does the Navi single out k'taris and menachas? Right, Lo so sifu havi minchas shav, k'taris to'eva hili. So Meir Simcha says beautifully. He says that a mincha, nefesh kisakiv korban mincha, that a mincha is not brought b'shutfus. You can be shutfim in a korban behema. You can't be shutfim in a korban mincha. But there is such a thing as minchasim and eskem kemeduba. There is such a thing as menachas for the tzibur. But there's no such thing as b'shutfim. So he says the word is like this. So he says, as long as there's achdus amongst Chal Yisrael, so then they live in a way that reflects this idea again of the metaphysical entity of Tzibur. But when it's Ishas Re'eu Chayim Belo'o, And then, when they don't act as a tzibur, so then the mincha becomes a mincha shav, because you can just look at them as a bunch of yechidim. A bunch of yechidim, you have no right to bring a mincha b'shutfus. Similarly, says the by Ktoris, so the chalbana, which was one of the yural samamonim, so Chazal say it was rechora. So what was it doing in the Ktaris? Well, if you mixed it in with the other 10 Samamonim, so then as part of the mixture, it contributed. But if it stands alone, so here too, Ktaris requires that we act as a Tzibur. But if we're not acting as the Tzibur, so then the Chalba, not, you know, if we act as individually, so then the as it were, the Samamonim don't coalesce to be one either, and then the chalvana just stands out. So then it becomes a ktaris toeva. But he has the same yesod in terms of tzibur. Okay, we'll stop here.